You may be seated. Welcome to the 2019 Madison Fire Department Achievement and Promotional Ceremony. I'm Cynthia Schuster, Public Information Officer for the Madison Fire Department, and we're excited to recognize and celebrate the hard-earned accomplishments of our friends and colleagues here today. This year, 41 people achieved a new milestone in their career, attaining new skills, taking on new challenges, and emerging as leaders within our organization. Today's ceremony is not only a celebration of their accomplishments, but also a recognition of the support you provided as loved ones who were there at their side every step of the way. We've invited a number of speakers to join us today to help us celebrate these accomplishments, including Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, Police and Fire Commissioner Kevin Gunlock, President of Firefighters Local 311, Malin Mitchell, and our Medical Director, Dr. Megan Gusick. First, please help me give a warm welcome to Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am so delighted to be here, and I want to thank all of you for the invitation to join you on this special day. It's just very exciting to congratulate all of you on your achievements over this past year. I've been really honored to meet some of you personally as I've made my way around several of the various stations around the city, but I really look forward to meeting the rest of you as we continue to visit fire stations across the city. I want to also recognize that Alder Heck from the Common Council is here, and thank him for joining us. Today, we recognize employees from throughout the department, from fire code and elevator code enforcement officers to paramedics, apparatus engineers, and new division chiefs. And a new assistant chief, most exciting. I'm really pleased to congratulate all of you on your deserved promotions and reclassifications. This ceremony recognizes the importance of everyone in the department, but some of you might be more visible than others. Even so, all the work that all of you do is crucial to the safety of the residents of our city. And I deeply thank you for that work. I'm sure that the apparatus engineers get plenty of waves and thumbs up as you travel through the city, maybe particularly up and down State Street. But maybe the code enforcement officers don't get recognized in the same way. I'm not sure anybody gives you a thumbs up on an elevator. But I think you should, because the work is critically important regardless of the position. All of you in the department contribute to saving lives, And I'm delighted to be able to have the chance to say thank you to everyone that contributes. I want to take a moment and say thank you to the families that are here as well. I am keenly aware, both from my own role and from talking to many folks across the department and the city, how important it is to have a source of support at home. And I think it's particularly important for folks that are in the fire service to know that they have folks rooting for them and encouraging them and supporting them at home and in extended family. So I really appreciate the folks that took time to come and be with your loved ones today. And I want you to know that while we are recognizing individuals who work for the city, we are by extension recognizing you because you helped to make that possible. We have incredible leadership at the Madison Fire Department, and everybody who is recognized today is really a reflection of that leadership. I want to thank you again for all of the work that you do, and I want to congratulate everyone who's being recognized today. And finally, thank you for allowing me to be part of this. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me to speak here today. On behalf of the City of Madison Police and Fire Commission, it is my privilege to be here to honor each and every firefighter being promoted and recognized today. My name is Kevin Gunlock. I am on the Police and Fire Commission, and I'd like to say that the Police and Fire Commission acknowledges the dedication and commitment to each of you that have made while putting in the hard work and long hours to become a consummate professional, a professional firefighter. You serve at a moment's notice, and you face very dangerous situations, all while helping those in need. I work with a lot of different types of workers on the side, and a lot of jobs are fraught with peril and danger, but being a firefighter is certainly not an exception. Most people are not surprised when they find out firefighters are susceptible to burns, smoke inhalation, heat exhaustion, and crushing injuries from collapsing structures. But what they don't know is that firefighters are also exposed to long-term job-related illnesses, hazardous chemical materials, and high levels of stress. Some of this physical fallout from the profession may not materialize until years down the road. And it's the professional firefighters, it's the union and the leadership that you turn to and you work together and you make sure you come home safe and sound, life and limb. And along with the dangers you face and the responsibilities you have taken on, many of you have probably missed family events and made other sacrifices to get where you are here now. Thank you for your commitment and all that you do and all that you represent. For your friends and family, we thank you as well for all the support and willingness to foster that environment that encouraged you to bring your best self forward every day when serving in our shared community. So on behalf of the Madison Police and Fire Commission, we wish you continued success, and may you always be supported and protected as you continue your journey of being a professional firefighter of the City of Madison. Thank you. And I'd like to introduce your next speaker. He's President Malin Mitchell of the International Association of Firefighters. It's someone you really need to get to know. And Malin.
Thank you, Kevin. It seems like these suits get tighter every year. I asked the mayor, does this suit make me look fat? She goes, no, your face does. Just kidding, she didn't say that. Well, thank you all for coming. As Kevin said, thank you, Kevin, for that kind introduction. My name is Malin Mitchell. I'm president of Firefighters Local 311, and on behalf of our vice president, Kevin Sherry, our secretary treasurer, Ted Higgins, who's played the bagpipes, congratulations to everyone who got promoted and for this time. It's a good time in life. Your hard work, your dedication to the city, to this community, your fellow brothers and sisters of the MFD paid off. Also, congratulations to the families. I know going through a couple of these processes that it takes a toll on the family as well, because there's a lot of time and effort spent away from the family and taking care of our families to study for some people up to a year. All positions of this roster that we see are of vital importance to the MFD, our operations, and the service that we provide to the city and our community. All our positions require vision, will, and skill. I also, when I look at, when we come to these promotionals, I also look at progress. It's progress that years back, Local 311 and administration at the time decided that they want to make sure we fill all positions that are available as opposed to having actors. So that's of vital importance and very important labor management agreement that has been that way for many, many years, and I hope that it continues to stay that way. I'm not much to give advice, well, not in front of families, but at the firehouse maybe. But I'll tell you what, an old-timer, he's actually sitting in the audience right now. I won't call him out. He probably didn't like me calling him an old-timer either. But I'll tell you what an old-timer once told me. A couple of things. One is know your job. That means know your job on duty, know your job off duty, and know how to protect your crews. An old-timer also told me once that make sure that you enjoy every position. Because a lot of us, when we get on a job, we want to learn how to be a good firefighter. But then we're thinking about the next step, whether we be a paramedic, apparatus engineer, a lieutenant, or a chief. But make sure you enjoy every job you have. Make sure you enjoy every position that you have because it does go fast. I've had the pleasure of being at AE, being a chief, say, a lieutenant, and I can tell you, being on 23 years now, time flies. When you also talk to retirees, when you ask them when they retire, what do they miss the most? Some will say the work. Going on calls, responding to our communities. But every retiree I've talked to about our job, they all say they miss the people and the camaraderie that we have as brothers and sisters of the MFD and firefighters, Local 311. As firefighters, I always like to say we respond to people, we respond to our community on the worst days of their lives. And when our community is at its worst, we have to be at our best. And that's what you're showing right now in the dedication you have in writing for promotion and succeeding. So again, this job is about people. It's about the people we serve in our community. It's about the people that we serve with on the job, on the rigs. It's also about the families that we have back at home. So look out for each other. Look out for our people. And make sure that we do the best we can to serve our community. So to the paramedics, I say you will have an opportunity to do amazing things. You already have. Save lives. And I love, as a lieutenant, seeing the paramedics pull up when the stuff's going down. To the drivers, it's one of the most important jobs on our job, in my opinion. If we don't get there safely, we're not able to actually do our jobs. And to the lieutenants, I can tell you, you will also recognize and realize that the driver also is very, very important, the person sitting to your left. To the lieutenants, you'll figure it all out. I was nervous, I'm not going to lie, I've been a lieutenant maybe for 8 or 9 years, and I was nervous my very first day acting because you have a lot of responsibility. But common sense and, again, vision, will and skill will ensue, and you'll do a great job. So enjoy it. Take care of your crew. Stay safe. And to the promoted chiefs, I look forward to seeing you on the other side of the table in our labor management meetings when we work together to make sure we're serving our communities. So sisters and brothers, don't let the pressure outweigh the pleasure. Be strong. Be safe. Be firefighters. Thank you. Now I have the distinct pleasure of bringing up our Fire Chief Steve Davis. I had a joke, but I'm going to save it for later. Fire Chief Steve Davis.
Thank you, President Mitchell. It seems like only 15, 20 minutes ago or so we were yelling at each other in my office, so thank you. And thanks for the kind introduction after that. Welcome, family and friends, to a great day in the Madison Fire Department. I'm Fire Chief Steve Davis. I've been with the department now for 30 years this summer. And as President Mitchell said, the time flies by, so we have to enjoy these moments of accomplishment and acknowledge the fact that you're all leaders in our organization, as everyone is. It's very important with that responsibility of leadership to really take two qualities in life. And one is to be humble, and the second is to be kind. We, all of us in this room, live a life of privilege. We are privileged to be working for a great employer in the city of Madison. We are privileged to be able to provide the services that we do day in and day out, whether it's elevator inspectors, fire inspections, paramedic level, apparatus engineer, fire lieutenant. I suggest that we all take advantage of that privilege to serve others, and that's what we really do in the MFD. So for the new leaders, be humble, be kind. Take advantage of that privilege to help others, because that's why we're here. That's why we signed up. That is what we do. We help people. I'd like to thank Mayor Rhodes Conway for being here, Kevin Gunlock, Alder Heck, Deputy Mayor Cam McClay also has joined us. And I want to take a special moment, because we talk about courage and being courageous and making courageous decisions and acts of courage. And I've said this, and I talk at our retiree functions annually and say, since becoming chief, I've noticed one of the most courageous acts that we do as firefighters is not running into burning buildings. It's not saving lives, helping people at their time of need. It's actually walking away from this profession. So if you have been retired from the Madison Fire Department, could you please stand up so that we could acknowledge your service? I see three in the back. There's a couple around. Thank you for your service. To the family and friends of the loved ones, these folks are here because their time spent in the MFD was time spent paving the way so that we could all be here, live our life of privilege, and serve others. So thank you again. To the family and friends, thanks for the support. I think President Mitchell summed it up. We all know what you go through as a family during times of promotion, during times of advancement, and you are the source for humble, and you are the source for kind in your loved one's life. At least that's my experience in my household anyway. My wife never hesitates to tell me when I'm not being kind or when my head is overinflated. And to our members, listen to those loved ones, because they are right. So with all that said, thank you. Congratulations to everybody that's going to receive awards up here today. I'm very proud to lead this great organization. And thank you. I'll turn it back over to Cynthia.
Oh, sure. First, we would like to recognize the members of the Madison Fire Department's Fire Prevention Division. On your way in today, you may have taken a ride up or down the elevator. In a few weeks, when the Dane County Farmers Market returns to Monona Terrace, patrons will take the escalator down to the exhibition hall. And you can trust that these conveyances are safe to use because Madison Fire Department's code enforcement officers are checking up on them each and every year. And when the fire alarm sounds, everyone can trust that, among other things, the exits are clearly marked and free from obstacles. Fire Marshal Ed Ruckriegel couldn't be here today due to a family obligation, but I'll share these remarks on his behalf. He says, elevator and fire inspections are performed daily to ensure new buildings and elevators comply with the codes. Existing buildings and elevators are inspected at least once a year to make sure those who live, work, learn, and visit the city of Madison are safe. So the next time you run out to the store and take the elevator to an appointment, or stop by a home game beer garden for a beer, remember that the work of the fire and elevator inspectors are right there, silently keeping you safe. Inspectors advance to various levels within their positions in the organization based on their time spent on the job, as well as completion of specific certifications. This year, we recognize Elevator Code Enforcement Officer 2, Jan Kramer, Fire Code Enforcement Officer 2, Jen Blair, and Fire Code Enforcement Officer 3, Joel Neifel. Next, we would like to turn it over to MFD's Medical Director, Dr. Megan Gussick, to help us recognize our paramedics.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's truly an honor to stand up here today as the medical director for the Madison Fire Department, and it's an even greater honor to recognize these amazing men and women who are about to cross the stage. All of you took the noble step to join the Madison Fire Department 1, 2, maybe a few years ago. That step proved that you're all compassionate people who are dedicated to serving our community and its citizens every day. As many of you realized sometime during your journey with the Madison Fire Department, being a member not only means being a firefighter, but it also means providing emergency medical care to our community. In fact, over the past several years, the primary service of the Madison Fire Department to our community is providing emergency medical services. The foundation of that care starts with all of our firefighters who serve as EMTs, but it takes a special, motivated individual to strive for that next step of becoming a paramedic. I suspect that all of you who will soon cross this stage and receive this honor can remember one specific call on this journey where you had a very critical, sick patient, but felt that you wanted to know more and you wanted to understand what was going on and be able to help in that next step. The interaction of watching those paramedics arrive and be able to take care of that patient calmly and in a way that is inspiring puts you onto this journey of taking that next step of becoming a paramedic yourself. It is these experiences that shape your decision to strive for that next level of medical expertise and skills. Not everyone has that drive to take that step to become a paramedic, as the training to do so requires significant amount of hours of studying and practicing, sleep deprivation, missed Packer and Badger games, and awkward moments of feeling your significant other's arms in an attempt to find their veins so that you can become better at IVs. During this rigorous process of becoming a paramedic, you have developed into the critical link of the healthcare system by bringing the knowledge and skills out of the hospital and directly to the patient in their home, on the side of the road, and even in the restaurants. You now are that person to whom all other EMTs look to when there's a critically ill patient. With this honor, however, comes great responsibility. As you move forward from this day, please take the time to ask yourself what kind of paramedic you want to be. Your ongoing commitment and effort to maintaining and advancing your knowledge and skills will determine the future impact you have on our community. It is my responsibility to give you the tools to be a great paramedic, but it is your responsibility to take those tools and continue to grow. What you do in those moments will forever change the world for that patient and their family. So as you walk across this stage today, do so with the incredible honor, but also know that this is just the beginning of your journey. So please join me as we honor these 16 incredible men and women as they join the Madison Fire Department paramedic family. First up, Brennan Boughton. Paramedic Boughton serves at Station 2 on the B shift. Daniel Congdon. Paramedic Congdon serves at Station 3 on the B shift. Marta Darrell. Matt Dijkstra. Paramedic Dijkstra serves at Station 7 on the B shift. Casey Andres. Patrick Johnson. Paramedic Johnson serves at Station 4 on the C shift. Cody Jones. Paramedic Jones serves at Station 10 on the B shift. Kyle Campmeyer. Paramedic Campmeyer serves at Station 2 on the A shift. Mark Norton. Paramedic Norton serves at Station 3 on the C shift. Joseph Perillo. Paramedic Perillo serves at Station 8 on the A shift. Bryce Powell. Paramedic Powell serves at Station 7 on the C shift. Michael Samosky. Paramedic Samosky serves at Station 6 on the B shift. Graham Yan. Paramedic Yan serves at Station 4 on the A shift. We also have Jonathan McCray, Justin Nelson, and Ben Naveras, who were unable to attend today. Please congratulate them as well. We are also here today to recognize those paramedics who continue to strive to serve our community and department above and beyond as Paramedic 2s. An elite group of paramedics choose to become mentors to those developing paramedics and fellow EMTs through training and preceptorship. Without our Paramedic 2s, we would not be able to develop the exceptional group of paramedics that just walked across this stage. So join me in honoring this group as they join the already outstanding group of Paramedic 2s. Tamara Dinkle. Paramedic Dinkle serves at Station 10 on the B shift. Bennett Laherty. Paramedic Laherty serves at Station 8 on the A shift. And Eric Schrader. Paramedic Schrader serves at Station 4 on the A shift. We also wish to recognize Brandon Jones, Angelo Aguirre, Jeff Azell, Tyler Goff, Corey Roberts, and Paul Shuckerman, who were unable to attend. Please also congratulate them when you see them. I now welcome Chief Rip to the stage.
Good afternoon. I'd also like to make a second thank you to all those paramedics and paramedic twos. I work very closely with them, and I know how hard they work. and what dedication it takes to become a paramedic. The two groups that I'm here to speak about are being promoted today. The first are in charge of every tire, every length of hose, every axe, every tool, right down to each screwdriver, every ground ladder, and every person that rides in their apparatus. These are our new apparatus engineers. Jeff Frank. Engineer Frank serves at Station 10 on the B shift, and he's being pinned by his wife Lindsay and his eight children, Malachi, Asher, Silas, Myra, Mercer, Analia, Naomi, and Evangeline. I think that is a record. David Guthrie. Engineer Guthrie serves at Station 3 on the B shift. He's being pinned by his wife Chrissy and their daughters Maya and Ava. Justin Jenkins. Engineer Jenkins serves at Station 8 on the B shift. He's being pinned by his wife Lori, their son Ryan, and daughter Rachel. Our last engineer for promotion holds a special place in my heart. He came to Station 9 as a rookie, and I always knew he'd get to this position. He's always been working very hard at it. Kirk Munden. Engineer Munden serves at Station 9 on the A shift. He's being pinned by his wife, Renee, and accompanied by their two children, Avery and Gavin. I missed that. What happened? Oh, okay. Congratulations to all. This next group, in my opinion, are true leaders in our department and they are also the most critical when it comes to accomplishing the mission of the Madison Fire Department, and I truly believe that. These are our new lieutenants. Lorenzo Harrison. Lieutenant Harrison serves at Station 13 on the A shift. He is being pinned by retired Lieutenant Hubert McKenzie, his daughter Kiara, and his son Lorenzo. Hubie, to the stage, please. Kevin Henbrook. Lieutenant Henbrook serves at Station 10 on the A shift. He's being pinned by his daughters Ella and Hannah. Kerry Holloway. Lieutenant Holloway serves at Station 5 on the A shift. She's being pinned by her partner, Brianna, sister, and her mom, Cheryl Holloway. Jared Tennant. Lieutenant Tennant serves at Station 13 on the B shift. He's being pinned by his wife, Callie, their daughters, Oliviana and Elena, his mother, Peggy Tennant, and his father, Madison Fire Lieutenant Steve Tennant. Will Yackel. Lieutenant Yackel serves at Station 10 on the B shift. He is being pinned by his wife, Corey, and their sons, Bo and Axel. Oh, boy. Thank you. Thank you to our new engineers and lieutenants. I'd like to welcome back to the podium Fire Chief Steve Davis.
Thank you. I don't know if I have a script for this or not. Am I unplugged now? So a little bird told me that one of our new lieutenants has a birthday today. Let's all sing him a round of happy birthday, huh? Lieutenant Kevin Hembrook. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lieutenant Hembrook. Happy birthday to you. He loves me now more than ever, don't you? All right. Well, the next three promotions we have are division chief. And I'll talk just briefly about each one. The why I say I'm off script is I'm not going to probably introduce family names, maybe on a couple of them, but so if I leave that out, so be it. The first one is Division Chief Jerry Buechner. Jerry and I came into the fire service together back in 1987, 88, I believe. I came on Madison, and he went another direction and came back a few years ago to Madison, but is an important part of our leadership team. And for those of you that aren't aware of how it works, the chief officers are the leadership team. There's 11 of us, and they're picked from the ranks of lieutenant or higher. They go through a pretty extensive process of screening and then have to interview with me. And then the Police and Fire Commission does an interview with them as well. And if we all can agree on that right candidate, that's how they get picked. That's how they get selected. So Chief Buechner started with us on the leadership team at the beginning of the year, I believe, right? It feels like he's been up there like 7 years some days, but... Jerry is in charge of our health and wellness, and those of you that are connected to the organization know what a critical role health and wellness is for firefighters. And he started with us and hit the ground running, working around our cancer reduction initiatives, our health and wellness and nutrition programs, and everything else that kind of falls into his office. So with that... he is with his wife, Merity, and so come on up and we'll do a badge pinning. Congratulations, Jerry.
Division Chief Buechner is also being pinned by his son, Sully. And in addition to hiring or health and wellness, he also oversees our fire investigation division.
Our second division chief that started with us in May is Division Chief Liza Tatar. Liza and I have worked together for a number of years, and our relationship started a couple of years ago when Vice President Kevin Sherry, this was a number of years ago when Liza first came on. I think Vice President Sherry saw some incredible leadership qualities in Liza and literally brought her into my office and introduced me to her and said, "You want to work with this person? She's gonna really make our department shine." And Kevin wasn't wrong. Now Kevin's wrong on a lot of things, but in this particular selection, he was right. So that started Chief Tatar and our relationship and sharing vision and talking about change and how to move an organization forward. She's being pinned today. Oh, she's in charge of hiring and promotions and just about everything else that falls on her desk. So she's being pinned by Assistant Police Chief Paige Valenta, who was newly appointed as an assistant police officer. So welcome. And last but not least is Assistant Chief Art Price. Now, when I became fire chief in 2012, I inherited my predecessor's staff. And probably not many people know how that's going to go unless you've inherited a staff as a fire chief. And fortunately, there's not a lot of us out there. But I can tell you one thing about the next my next selection. He was instantly loyal to me and my vision for the organization. And that sounds kind of arrogant and selfish, but one thing a fire chief needs to do is really put people around him that aren't yes men, right, President Mitchell, but will also share vision. And vision sharing is one of the harder things I think that any organization does from the top down and from the bottom up. Chief Price has stuck by my side the last 8 years and has been a friend and a comrade, and I can't say enough high-quality things about Chief Price. And I really didn't know, because I didn't know Art very well when I took over. But we have been pretty lockstep for 8 years. And so he is being pinned by his wife, Ann. And thank you. I just want to say to Art, thank you for being a friend the last 8 years. I should mention that Chief Price is in charge of operations for the department. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but thank you. The other group that's remaining is my leadership team. And if it wasn't for their dedication day in and day out, the Madison Fire Department would not be nearly as successful as we are. So I've saved a lot of the best for last, and there's four here today. We've gone through some turmoil and things in the last few months, so there's some people out and some people that are off and doing other things this weekend and couldn't be here. But Division Chief Paul Ripp, Division Chief Scott Bavery, Division Chief Tim Moravic, and Assistant Chief Chase Stedman, thank you. Oh, and in the back, she snuck in. She's on the car today as Division Chief Tracy Burris. And so this concludes the ceremony. I don't know if our PIO wants to bail me out of the ending, but thank you all for being here and enjoy your night. And thank you again for supporting your loved ones.